Joining us right now, Vince Colonnais. He is the what's your title these days? Executive editor. Look at that at the Daily Caller.
Right.
I gotta ask you this thing, Vince. You're following the presidential campaign as always. So right. Donald Trump tweets out this graphic that shows Hillary Clinton, and it says that she's corrupt. And I don't even have the details of what the graphic said about Hillary Clinton, but it was your typical kind of thing. And there's little. There's like a little bulletin graphic thing that's on top of it in the shape of a six-pointed star, which I didn't occur to me when I saw the thing that it was in some way a Jewish Star of David, but it has been interpreted that way. And
right.
It turns out now that the graphic was originally created. It has been traced back to an anti-Semitic website. Now, the statement from Donald Trump's social media director said that he got it from just another Twitter user, and it never occurred to him. He just thought it was like a sheriff's badge. Two takeaways here. First of all, I'm gratified to know that there is a social media director for the Donald Trump campaign.
Yes. But that's really the buried lead here, I think.
You're right. But secondly, my God, the firestorm over this thing, is this the media just trying to find something to talk about other than Hillary Clinton being interviewed by the FBI? Or is there really something there? Is it anti-Semitism, or is it ignorance and laziness on behalf of the Trump campaign for not, actually creating a graphic themselves?
Right. I tend to suspect the latter. I mean, Trump has made it a regular occurrence of retweeting things that he has no business retweeting or has later had to pull back or something. So in this case, clearly they care about it. I mean, they deleted it. They realized that there was something wrong with it. Additionally, you're right. We come out of this weekend, and if you were to ask anybody, what's the news of the weekend, we're all talking about clip art at this point.
Yeah.
That the idea is like that a star was on a graphic. I mean, everything about the graphic, by the way, we're on radio, so we're going to have to describe it. It's like history made. It's a picture of Hillary Clinton. Fine. It's a picture of her surrounded by money. Fine. It's his most corrupt candidate ever. Fine. And then it's Star of David. You're like, oh, no, wait a second. Relax, Donald Trump. Take it easy.
Yeah.
But the truth is, you're right, we spent all weekend emphasizing this when, guess what? The other candidate in this race was interviewed by the FBI on Saturday
exactly.
for 3 hours to discuss whether or not they'd be pursuing her with an indictment.
And not just interviewed, with five attorneys, which I have never heard till I came in this morning and Larry told me about that. None of the media has focused on that. So what do you think? Is this media bias, or is this definitely an error on Donald Trump's part, or both?
Well, yeah, it's both. It's both for sure. I think, in Trump's case, it's an unforced error, and he just keeps making them.
And yes,
it's just one of these situations where he sort of just not only has to have smart people kind of around him, like saying, hey, this is a good idea, but the truth is he needs to kind of control his Twitter account because he stepped all over the story of the weekend, which really he could have taken advantage of, which is, again, Hillary being interviewed by the FBI.
Yeah.
There was no other place for the political media to go on an otherwise slow weekend than
right.
to talk at length about Hillary, and he gave them an excuse.
So let's buck the trend. Let's talk about Hillary here, Vince Colonnais, because this is worth noting. And first of all, I'm very concerned about various aspects of how the FBI conducted this. Number one, I don't think Cheryl Mills, one of those five lawyers that Hillary brought with her, should have been in the room, since she's also a witness in this investigation. But secondly, why did they acquiesce to the demand to make this over a holiday weekend? Clearly, the Clinton campaign wanted to do this on July 3rd. So by the time you reached a normal news cycle, it would be old news. Why did the FBI go ahead with that?
Right. And I can't speak to the concerns of the FBI other than that the only indications that we got were that it just worked out logistically for all parties involved.
Yeah.
The reality is, first of all, I'd like to take a moment to brag a little bit. Chuck Ross of the Daily Caller was the first and only reporter to secure the information that Hillary would be doing the interview with the FBI Saturday morning.
All right. Good job, Daily Caller.
Wow.
Thank you very much. And the press was ready for this, camped outside of Hillary's house, and seeing Hillary come and go from her FBI interview. I just think that the events over the course of the last week have been, I think, very telling. One, you had early in the week Loretta Lynch meeting with Bill Clinton in a secret meeting, and now we know about it, on a tarmac in a private plane, discussing benign issues, supposedly. But again, just days before this interview with Hillary Clinton, something that both parties had to clearly have known was coming on Saturday. There's no way that this sort of event is not planned for. Clearly, they knew this was coming. Then she says that she regrets the meeting. She wouldn't do it again because it had cast a shadow. And meanwhile, the other guy who's in charge of the investigation, President Barack Obama, is literally going to North Carolina today and campaigning with Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
So other than James Comey, every single person in that chain of command is basically either in violation of a principle, which is you shouldn't be meeting with people who are involved in the investigation, or openly endorsing the woman.
Yeah.
It just demonstrates that it's not being taken seriously by anybody who's of the Democratic Party.
Well, or they're taking it so seriously that they're willing to breach any sort of ethics code to try to run interference.
True. So I have a concern. Hillary Clinton has made it very clear that she's going to keep Loretta Lynch as Attorney General. Do you think that was a nice shot across the bow to say, hey, you got your job if you just hide this for me?
Well, it definitely. I mean, if you're offered a job, you typically probably avoid maybe saying nasty things about your future employer or doing anything that might upset them,
like indicting them.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
So in this case, it's not totally clear that Hillary intends to keep her on. What we do know is that there has been some reporting from the New York Times that she has considered keeping Loretta Lynch around as Attorney General, which to me is just like hilarious. I'm kind of surprised if this emanated or leaked at all from Clinton World as an effort to try and like put down a concern about an indictment. It is like the most bizarre story to leak because it is an example of corruption. Just the idea that you would offer a job to somebody who's currently investigating you for wrongdoing.
No.
It's bizarre.
It's a security review, Vince Colanese. That's why there's no conflict there. All right. So since you guys over at Daily Caller obviously know everything there is to know about this FBI investigation with your big break this weekend over the interview, what are you hearing about when this might conclude? We have been told up until this point that she would be the last one interviewed. So the FBI is wrapping things up. Yes.
Right. That's our understanding as well. When you've reached sort of the conclusion of the investigation, you bring in the principal, the person who's ultimately the subject of your investigation. And we expect something soon. I'm guessing the FBI wants to get this out of the way as quickly as possible. I'm really hoping and expecting that it might happen before the Democratic convention. So they're on a rush timetable now.
Before the Super Bowl, we get people on the record as to what team they're rooting for. So we'll get you on the record. Indictment or no indictment, Vince Colanese?
I won't venture a guess. But I do think that the early reports that there is going to be no indictment, they feel premature, and the sourcing on that is totally unclear. Again, it's all anonymous. But
It's spin. Vince Colanese, always good stuff over at the Daily Caller. Thank you for joining us on the
Thank you, Larry.
It is 8:44 on WMAL.